The annual Boston Ideas and Arts Festival, known as Hub Week, is underway. It's the third year of the festival, overseen by Boston Globe Managing Director Linda Henry and her husband, Globe owner John Henry. To help people take in more attractions, organizers this year have made a major change. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
For the first time, Hub Week has a festival site. Conferences and tours are still occurring all over Boston, but the exhibits this year are concentrated on City Hall Plaza, in geodesic domes and shipping containers still being prepared to open to the public. Linda Henry explains.
I'd say the largest difference is that we built a hub in City Hall Plaza, where we have these six geodesic domes, we have the shipping containers. We still are spread throughout the city, but we're centralized for Thursday through Sunday.
Another difference, Henry says, is more art. 50,000 people are expected to attend events. Last year, a fifth of the attendees came from outside Massachusetts. Henry hopes to attract more this year. The idea of Hub Week is one day to be to Boston what South by Southwest is to Austin. But because it is Boston, the focus is on the intersection between art, science, and technology. The hub of Hub Week are the geodesic domes and more than 80 shipping containers on City Hall Plaza. Brian Bishop of CBT Architects designed the space.
So we use these kind of shipping containers as modular objects. So we created a really experiential design so that people could kind of come in, explore, find something new, and kind of be really inspired by this space.
One of the containers has been turned into what its sponsor calls a curiosity cube. The container, set up by biotech company Millipore Sigma, is a mobile science lab. The company's Kaylee Zeiser shows off some of the experiments.
At our first experiment, they learn about DNA and the importance it plays in our body, and then they actually get to extract their own DNA from some of their cheek cells.
Hub Week includes 175 events and 500 speakers covering everything from workshops in salary negotiations for women to what's ahead in cancer treatment. The site on City Hall Plaza opens to the public tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.